And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
And folks, what you hear, I guess this is radio, not television, so what you hear on the air isn't half as good sometimes as what that goes on during the commercial breaks, and particularly when some of the other hosts are on with me co-hosting, I'm flying solo tonight, but I basically continued the conversation with Paul Gottfried during the break. What a riveting guest. I mean, I could go on with him for the rest of the show, but we do need to cover different issues, but I really enjoyed the discussion with Dr. Gottfried and with Dr. McKenzie, for that matter. And I promised the third hour would be for the listening audience, and I am going to make good on that promise. And we have Mikey in Ohio, our first caller of the night. We're going to be taking a lot of calls this hour, 1-800-313-9443. So get ready to call in. Mikey, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I was on your show a couple of weeks ago, I think, if you remember me.
Well, what's going on tonight? Absolutely.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought we lost connection for a second. Well, here's what's going on. My little brother, she goes to a predominantly black school, and there's this little rat, which I think is horribly inappropriate every Friday when they have their assembly. Here's a tiny selection of their lyrics. I blacked out the bad parts. To protect the world from devastation, to unite all people within our nation, to denounce the evils of truth and love, to extend our reach to the stars above. Jesse, James, Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of flight. Surrender now, we're prepared to fight.
Yeah. Now, where was that at again? Oh, well, sorry, Mikey, we lost the connection there. Try to call back in if you can. Appreciate the call. I want to pick up one thing here. We got another short segment here before we have to go to another break. These little short segments really make me antsy. But culminating in the discussion with Dr. Gottfried, we're talking about the Republican Party. For all those people who have been living under a rock for the past 15 years, the San Francisco Chronicle offers up this so-called news headline, and the headline is the GOP is in deep trouble in California. Gee, you think? The article goes on to explain that more and more areas that used to be solidly GOP are now majority Democrat. The legislature is on the verge of becoming a one-party monopoly, and Tom McClintock and Ken Calvert, two successful GOP candidates for Congress, won by razor-thin margins where they normally would have cruised to victory. This article also includes quotes, from state GOP leaders, and they say they don't know what you're talking about when people say that the GOP appears to be in trouble in California. But what the article doesn't do is explain how a once reliable Republican state turned solidly Democrat in a few short years. And here's the answer, and I'm sure Dr. Gottfried would agree. California used to be majority white, and now, thanks to legal and illegal immigration, it's majority non-white. It's as simple as that. It's the diversity, stupid, and the Republicans will never compete again in California unless they deport these illegal aliens. They're going to not be able to compete much longer in Texas unless they begin to either enforce border laws or reach out to the white majority who makes up 90% of the voting Republicans. Common sense. It's common sense that you will only hear on the Political Cesspool radio program. I mean, what in the hell is the matter with Republicans? Thinking that they're going to out-pander the Democrats. I've never seen anything like it. I have never seen anything like it, but we can't talk about it all show. We got to go to break. I'll be back with more of your calls right after this. We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Thank you, Art Chris. As promised now, and this is our third hour of the evening, we are going to be taking your calls and talking about a variety of subjects. Before we go back to the phones, I want to quickly relay a story to you, and then I want to get your thoughts on it. Have you heard about Jose Sukhozani? Well, if you haven't, it's because it's just another day, another media blackout on hate crimes that don't fit their agenda. Picture this scenario, my friends, if you will. Picture this scenario. Two Hispanic men are walking arm-in-arm late at night on the streets of Laramie, Wyoming, or Jasper, Texas. Suddenly, a car pulls up, and three white men brandishing a baseball bat jump out of the car screaming, racist, for lack of a better word, words. They begin attacking the two men, but one of them escapes. They smash a liquor bottle over the other one's head and then begin beating him with the aluminum bat and kicking him in the face. When the other Hispanic man comes back and announces he's called the cops on his cell phone, the racists take off in their SUV. A few days later, the beating victim dies in the hospital from serious injuries. Suppose that this had happened several days ago. Now, ask yourself what the media coverage would be like. Try to imagine anything but a nonstop, wall-to-wall, 24/7 coverage of this hate crime on every network news broadcast, morning show, cable news channel, etc. See if you can honestly imagine this not being banner headlines on every newspaper in America. It's got everything a journalist or a news producer would want in the story. Murder, racism, and homophobia. Do you really think that the national media would treat this story any differently than they treated the James Byrd story or the Matthew Shepard story? We heard about those two cases for months on end, and we're still hearing about them 10 years later. Well, this story, the hypothetical situation that I just laid out for you, actually happened a few days ago, and 99 Americans out of every 100 haven't heard about it. A few of the details are different, though, than the story I told you. It didn't happen in Laramie or Jasper. It happened in New York City a week ago, Saturday night. And the killers who shouted the racist and homophobic slurs weren't white. They were black. The murder victim was a native of Ecuador named Jose Sucuzini. He was a 31-year-old businessman who co-owned a real estate company, and he wasn't a homosexual, by the way. He was just walking arm-in-arm with his brother, which is the custom in Ecuador. But now he's dead, murdered by three blacks, filled with hatred. And the media doesn't want you to know about it. Outside of New York, this story has received very little coverage in the mainstream media. Once again, the political cesspool, the only show bringing situations like this to light. And why? Why hasn't it been national news as it would have been if the perpetrators were white? Because it doesn't fit the media narrative, which is that white America is a roiling cauldron of hatred aimed at homosexuals and people with a different skin color, filled with people who are liable to murder someone at the drop of a hat because of their race or sexual orientation. And that non-whites and homosexuals are constantly at risk from rednecks and racists and homophobes. And if it wasn't for all this white hatred, America would be a glorious multicultural paradise. That's why Matthew Shepard and James Byrd dominated the cable news channels for months, and we're still hearing about them. That's why the Duke rape case, which was about as obvious of a hoax as it gets, was news fodder for a year, with the guilt of the white men assumed. That's the reason any black person can get nonstop nationwide news coverage by hanging a noose made of shoelaces in his own backyard. White people are the oppressors. Non-whites and homosexuals are always the victims. And when the media is confronted with a story like this one, there's no way to spin it as an attack on racist racist, homophobic white America. Yes, Hispanics have been victimized for their race and for being perceived as gay, which fits the script. But the murderers in this instance were black, which completely ruined the story. With blacks murdering Hispanics while yelling racial and homophobic slurs, there's no happy ending for the news media. They can't use this murder to vilify whites, which they would love to do, so they just bury the story. And they do it every single day. But we don't. And that's why we're different. That's why you love us. That's why we're on RBN. And that's why you're calling in now. Vicky in Idaho, what say you? All right, Vicky is not there. Dave in Texas. Dave, what say you?
Evening, James. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
I've got a few points to make right quick, if I might.
Sure.
First of all, I think one of the big failings of the Republican Party is it ceased not only to be a truly conservative party, it ceased to be a truly strict constructionist party, the way they say they are but aren't, the way they used to be but no longer are, and the way most of the grassroots of the party still is, but the leadership is not, or at least certainly no longer is. The biggest problem this country faces is that it's gone, certainly in terms of the federal government, they've gone away from the Constitution. They don't have strictly constitutional government in this country anymore, and we haven't had since at least 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve System and with the apparently non-ratified 16th Amendment, and for those who missed it, the also apparently non-ratified 17th Amendment.
And 14th, I mean, you know, you go down the list.
Well, I don't have time to fight the battle of the 14th Amendment over again because my view on that, there are those that want to repeal the amendment. Actually, there's one clause in the amendment I would rewrite if I could. I wouldn't throw the 14th Amendment out because of the Equal Protection Clause, and I actually don't disagree with the 14th Amendment to the extent that some do. I think most people attack the 14th Amendment. The best I can tell, they've never read it. It doesn't say what many people who are attacking it think that it says. The problem isn't, in my opinion, the 14th Amendment, since you bring that up. It's legislation and regulation on the books that take place decades after it was written to try and rewrite in effect after the fact what they wanted it to mean.
Yes.
The amendment
now, I would agree
really
with you on that for sure. And I know that wasn't the original intent of your call, and I don't,
right.
I don't want to chase rabbits or steer you off course,
but I
see where you're going with that.
The 14th Amendment does not make everyone a proxy citizen of the District of Columbia the way some people think. Other legislation that passed long after it does, which I do want to repeal that legislation, 14th Amendment says you're an amendment, you're a citizen of your state. It doesn't say you're a citizen of the District of Columbia, and it doesn't allow illegals to be counted. They've been being counted for some decades now. But they weren't always counted, and the 14th Amendment never gave birthright citizenship automatically to illegals whose birth was not subject to the jurisdiction of the respective states of our union. So being born on U.S. soil isn't automatically U.S. citizenship. Your birth has to be subject to the jurisdiction of U.S. law by having the parents of the child being born already subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, whether or not the birth takes place on U.S. soil. In terms of that, you bring that up, the one problem Barack Obama has is as yet he has either been unwilling or unable to document that his birth did take place on U.S. soil. It constitutionally is a requirement to become president of the United States.
Yeah, and if anybody missed the memo, the Supreme Court ruled, what was it, last week, that he didn't have to show that he was a citizen. So, you know, I guess that's moot
that,
now.
That actually may not be the final word on that. They may actually end up taking this issue up again and, in fact, changing that. Though it doesn't look that likely they will, they theoretically still have the opportunity to do so if they wish.
Well, I won't hold my breath. But,
I won't either.
But you're right again. I tell you what, Dave, if all of the American citizenry were as informed as the RBN callers, we wouldn't be in this mess. There'd be no need for this show or this conversation because everybody would understand, wouldn't they? I mean, this is incredible.
It's unconstitutional for him to take office if it turns out he has not been born on this country's territory, and he refuses or is unable or unwilling to document that he was. And the Supreme Court ought to require him to document that. If they allow him to take office and not document that ahead of time, they're being derelict in their duty. But that's just on that one issue. But a couple of other things I was going to bring up, if I might, originally, beyond just that, though that is a pet peeve of one of many with me, is the conservative movement and if you want to call it the Republican Party, they've lost their way. And it's not just on one or two issues. It's really on a whole choice of things. I think the government's gotten out of control, and I actually have several proposals that the only way I see them working is if we could make them become amendments to the Constitution. We need to repeal the 16th Income Tax Amendment. We need to rebalance the power of representation of the rights of the states' representation to the U.S. Senate rather than what we think of as people's representation of the Senate, because according to our Constitution, originally, they have the representation in the House of Representatives. States get the representation, or at least we're supposed to, in the U.S. Senate. And
yeah.
Since apparently the 17th Amendment and the 16th Amendment were most likely not properly ratified in the Constitution, then electing state U.S. senators directly actually violates Article 5 of the Constitution because it's depriving states of their right to equal suffrage in the U.S. Senate without their consent. The 16th Amendment is unconstitutional if it's not properly ratified, and I believe it was not, because it gives the federal government the power to directly tax individuals, something the Constitution originally forbade the federal government from doing. They have to go through a process of what's called apportionment of revenues through the respective states' legislatures of the citizens' states of residency. The federal government doesn't really have the right to directly tax you every April 15th with the IRS. The IRS is unconstitutional. The entire monetary system we have right now is unconstitutional.
Oh, God, no. Exactly right. And that's an issue I would really like to explore at depth, the IRS and the unconstitutionality of the income tax. We only have about 10 seconds left to break, Dave, and I want to take a couple of other calls. But if you don't mind, my friend, go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and email me. I'd like to hear a few more of your ideas. You're a very intelligent, obviously, caller. And I'd like to stay in touch and perhaps have you call back in next week if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll try to do that. We'll try to, if there's snail mail, I can send you a cheat sheet I've written on this on snail mail.
We've got to go to break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere, everybody.
There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law of the law.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John T., a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores. And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We were having a lot of fun in that commercial break, I tell you what. I want to apologize to Dave. We ran out of time on his call, but he was asking, I believe, right before we went to break, if he could send us a letter, snail mail, and of course you can. The contact information for this program and all of the hosts, be it email or snail mail, is available at thepoliticalcesspool.org. ThePoliticalCesspool.org, and don't forget, if you're enjoying tonight's show and enjoy our show in general, we would very much appreciate your support financially or just a kind email. On the line now, I got to get to this guy. My goodness, he is alive. You know, we have four regular hosts or three co-hosts that help me, I should say, on a regular basis. Bill Rowland, who you all know, and two men of equal importance who just haven't been able to be on as much since we've come to RBN because of their work schedules on the weekends. Of course, when we moved to RBN back in September, we changed days, and in changing those days, it conflicted with some of the work schedules of our co-hosting staff. So Bill and I survived it. Winston Smith and Eddie the Bombardier Miller are still working through it. But on the line now is Winston Smith, who is catching the show tonight and is calling in. So co-host Winston Smith, I guess going to co-host with me for the next half hour anyway, if you can. Winston, how's it going?
Well, it's going very well. I'm still here in China, and my stay here was extended. I'm doing such good work here that they decided to extend me here. So I'll be finishing up next weekend, and God willing, I'll be back stateside next Saturday.
Oh, that's outstanding news. A lot's happened since Winston's last been on the program. We have had some absolutely stellar shows. Of course, Winston, as well as many of our listeners overseas and, you know, domestically from coast to coast, we have a ever-growing listening audience here to the Political Cesspool. Winston's been keeping up with the news on this show via our website and the broadcast archives made available, of course, by RBN. But we have certainly missed hearing from Winston on the air. And as he mentioned, he has been over in China for some time. But I'm excited to hear you're going to be actually coming back next week. So much more to come from Winston Smith and hopefully Eddie Miller, in addition to that which Bill and I have been able to provide recently. So it'd be good to have you back in the fold. A lot going on. I mean, they elected a new president since the last time we spoke. And my goodness, you just... We got to catch you up on this. Like, too much to talk about the time we have on air.
I've been able to follow.
I'm looking forward to sitting down with you when you get back to Memphis, and we're gonna, man, we got a lot of commiserating to do.
Well, I'll tell you, James. I was able to follow quite a bit of what was going on with the Euro conference, and I want to say right here and now that if there is a some kind of award for White Nationalist Man of the Year or something like that, I would like to nominate both you and Dr. David Duke for what you did and what you went through. That was what happened with that situation is truly the bioindicator, if you will, of what is going on in American culture today. Here you have people who had entered into a legally binding contract, who were nonviolent, who had no intention of making a fuss about anything, and people engaged in the most cowardly and craven attempt at censorship and First Amendment violation that I can think of in my short lifetime, and I'm sure there are a lot of old-timers who would say that they have never seen anything like it in their lifetime. So I want to take this opportunity now to say how proud I am of you and Dr. David Duke for enduring what you endured and for pulling the thing off anyhow. It was truly amazing, truly inspiring. And, let's just pray that it doesn't happen again. It just goes to prove that we need our own facilities. We need our own secure places to meet. It goes to prove that we European Americans are no longer welcome in the nation that our forefathers, founded for us.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we always talk about this being an award-winning show, and it is. We've been named honorary city councilman here in Memphis for the work this program has done. The show itself has received an award from the Memphis City Council for outstanding contributions to the community. I guess we just won a new award, though. I won the Winston Smith Patriot Award, and I actually value that one a little bit more than my honorary councilman certificate, which is hanging here in the studio. But no, Winston, you're talking about obviously the very famous now event that happened a little over a month ago, and this is old news to some people, I guess, by now. But over in China, there's a one-month tape delay. Winston's just now getting the news. No, I'm just kidding. Now, this is always something we're going to be talking about this for a long time. As I said during the break, never before have I witnessed or even heard about, much less go through, such a blatant violation of your most basic and primitive civil rights as American citizens as that which we witnessed and suffered a month ago here in Memphis. And, of course, we talked about it on a program last month, and it was well documented on the Internet. We're not going to have the time to rehash it all tonight, but it is something that people need to study. And if you don't believe that bad times are coming, I think that was a pretty good indication of what we can face. We got to go to break. Winston, sit tight. Political Cesspool continues right after this. We're going to take some more calls.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
The waning moments of tonight's broadcast. I say waning. We still got a half hour, but when you host a three-hour show, the last half hour is like the home stretch. But still a few minutes left tonight. If you want to call in, this segment is for you, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in and sound off on any of the topics we've brought to your attention tonight, I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-313-9443. We go to Phoenix, Arizona. Guy is on the line. Guy, how's it going?
How you doing, James? Real good show. I like your first guest on economics. I just want to let you know a couple things. Where we got to start, first of all, I'm a retired football coach, 33 years, okay? This is my first year not on the sidelines, so I've been able to listen to your show this second time. But we need to start taking care of our young folks. The older people got to get out, get involved in the schools, get inside the administration. Because I just came from coaching college football in the most liberal way. You got to understand, they're ruining our young kids' minds. So you got to.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you're hitting on a very key point here. I mean, and it's all by design. I mean, everything's been structured in such a way that both parents and the dogs have to work now to make ends meet. And then what's happening? Well, the kids are entrusted to government education, and they let cable TV wash over them. You know, And
right.
We absolutely have to be. I say that, you know, I'm only 28. I don't have kids yet. But I am married. But it's absolutely essential that we invest the sort of time, effort, and love into the forthcoming generation, because they are the ones, Guy, and I'm sure you understand, it's my generation. It's the generation younger than me that's really, really buying in to the lies of liberalism, and it's got to be stopped.
You're right, and but like I said, it's going to have to be up to some of the older folks to get involved. Get involved with your grandkids. Like I'm going to tell you right now, that's one reason I retired, to make sure my kids went to school. But I also told my son that they need to send their kids to private Christian schools. And you can get on in there. I know it's hard, but if you work as a family, you can get through just about anything. And start making sure, because it's got to start right at the beginning in history, because the history books that they give you now are all wrong. You got to start in the government, explaining the government to the kids and how it works. Just the basic things for young people to learn, because let me tell you,
everything they learn is wrong.
it's dumbed down.
It's reinforced, as I said, with music and movies and so much. It's a big problem. We might be oversimplifying it right now in terms of the solutions. It's a complex problem, but I can say beyond any shadow of doubt that had it not been for homeschooling, and I went to a private Christian academy till ninth grade, and then from ninth grade through graduation, I was homeschooled. And I can say if it wasn't for that, I would certainly never be here today.
And
all starts with education.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. And the gentleman from Texas, I want to read his email too. And I plan on being a regular listener and read your blogs. One other thing I wanted to find out just from you, you were on that, I watched the video that you have on there on that Paula Zorn show that you and Jesse Lee Peterson were on.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out what you thought of Jesse Lee Peterson.
I like him. I had worked with him loosely before. No one's perfect, and that includes myself. So, when I say I like a guy or I agree with him fundamentally, that certainly I'm sure that we could find fault with anyone. But overall, I think he is a guy that's very honest and is taking some very politically incorrect stance. He broadcasts on my station here in Memphis. We're one of the affiliates at Carrion, so I have a connection there, and behind the scenes there on CNN, you were referring to one of the appearances of a man on CNN. He was very polite, very cordial, and if anyone doesn't know who Jesse Lee Peterson is, he's a minister, a black minister, who is very frank and candid about some of the problems that are very prevalent in the black community, and he's very very honest about racial issues. Basically, Jesse Lee Peterson says many of the same things that you'll hear on this program, and I applaud him for that.
Yeah, you bet. And one of the things I wish you would have done was jumped all over that lady that she was. I can't believe what she was, an idiot.
In my defense, I would say that was the first CNN appearance I had. I think it got increasingly easier as I made more.
I know.
But it was something you have to get used to, kind of got to get your feet wet. But I tell you, I appreciate you bringing that up. I haven't talked about that in a long, long time because it was last year that happened. But if anyone's curious as to what Guy is referring to, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and you can watch some of my appearances on CNN. And the idiot he's referring to would be Molly Secours, and the bigger idiot is Roland Martin.
By the way,
he's a regular CNN contributor.
Next time you get on there, you don't stand across him. Stand to the side of him. Because that guy is something else.
They made us stay. I think it was kind of scripted where we stood. But, I'd like to talk to old Roland Martin again. Although I won't be able to do it on the Paula Zahn show because she got canceled. But,
yeah, no.
Nevertheless, we will meet again, I'm sure.
And you're doing a good job. And like I said, I just found you. I got to listen to two of your shows. I'm here in Arizona. A little bit of time difference, but you're going to find me emailing you and donating. And I think that, the great state of Arizona is doing real good on the conservative side. We're catching up with the illegals. We got a great sheriff. The only thing that I feel sorry for is our country. You're getting our governor, and she's an open borders person.
Yeah, well, most of them are.
Or Homeland Security.
Power, and that's what we're, you know, one of the many things we're fighting to change. But guys, thanks so much for your call and your kind words. I appreciate it more than you know. Stay in touch, and I know you're a new listener, but keep in mind we got a lot of archives there, a lot of the great guests, Pat Buchanan, so many great guests have been on the show, and those archives are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you and anyone else who's interested can immerse yourself in that. But please do stay in touch and let me know what I can do to be of service.
God bless you.
Hey, God bless you too, brother. Thanks for the call. I'll tell you what, that what a great call. I mean, that made my night right there. I love hearing from everyone who calls in, but I really appreciate what God had to say. And now that I'm in a good mood, I'm going to share one more tidbit of good news before we run out the clock here on tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool. Good news being is that the newspapers appear to be dying, and I say good riddance to the lying newspapers. Newspapers are in big, big trouble. Last week, the Rocky Mountain News announced that if it can't find a buyer very soon, it's going to go out of business. The Tribune Company, which owns the Los Angeles Times, and they've done a hit piece on us, and the Chicago Tribune, has just filed for bankruptcy. Now we find that the company that owns the New York Times has mortgaged their building in a desperate bid to raise some cash. Good riddance to all of them, I say. The mainstream media has been at war with decent people, decent conservatives, for at least the last 40 years, and they deserve to go out of business. Has there ever been an issue where any of these papers came down on the side of conservative white Americans in the last 40 years? Very doubtful. Instead, their papers have become mouthpieces for grieved non-whites with a never-ending barrage of editorials and open opinion columns denouncing evil white Americans and their so-called racism. When they're not condemning whites, they're lying about what's really going on in the world in order to cover up the actions of people like illegal aliens and others. And if you want to see proof of just what I'm talking about, check out a story from last Sunday's St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It's about the Northwest Plaza, the biggest shopping mall in the region, and formerly the biggest one in the world. Once home to over 200 merchants, it now has about 40 stores. The reporter goes on at length about the alleged causes of the decline, the ailing economy, factories in the area that are shutting down, etc., because he knows that's what he's supposed to report. And what he's not supposed to mention, if he wants to keep his job, is the fact that the mall is dying, according to about 165 or so comments on the story, because of the thugs, the ghetto thugs who began flocking to the mall thanks to mass transit, terrorizing the shoppers and shoplifting the stores blind. You can read about people being robbed in broad daylight and near constant gang fights, shootouts in the food court, etc. But you won't read that stuff in the article because it doesn't fit the script of European Americans as devils and everyone else as the angels. So again, I say good riddance to the mainstream newspapers. I only wish that the mainstream, people like Rush Limbaugh and Air America, and are they out of business already? I don't know. But, you know, if Fox News, I only wish they would go out of business. At some point, people get sick and tired of reading and listening to and seeing nothing but lies. You know, yes, technology is playing a big role in the death of the newspapers, but with their never-ending war on conservatism, that's the big reason why they're in the shape they're in. Good riddance. Goodbye. The Memphis Commercial Appeal, by the way, another one, terrible paper, completely left-wing, liberal, biased trash. It's on its last legs. So a little bit of good news, a little bit of good news here on the political cesspool tonight. And, you know, one of the things, too, that I don't do, and I should, read some of the comments that comes in via email. We get so many emails each week as a result of this program. We've just been so richly blessed by divine providence to have grown as much as we have over the course of the last 4 years. I want everyone to know how much we love and appreciate and respect our listening audience. We really do. We are here to serve you and be your voice, the voice that you won't hear anywhere else other than on this program, on RBN. And we get so much great feedback, and certainly we get death threats and we get all the bad stuff too. But we enjoy that too. It's part of it. I mean, this is a war. We're in a culture war right now. This is what it's about. Making a difference with the time you have on this earth, making a difference with your life, making your life mean something. You know, that's why we do this show. We certainly don't do it for fortune and glory. There's no glory. And not only is there no fortune, we have to pay out of pocket sometimes for the honor to struggle in this cause. And there's nothing that I would rather be doing. One quick email that I just thought was very nice that came in just today. As a matter of fact, I read it today. It came in a couple of days ago, but I read it today in the studio tonight, but getting ready for tonight's program. It comes from a listener by the name of Michael. And he says, you probably get thousands of emails praising your blog and your radio show. I'm writing because I hope that one more won't hurt. The Political Cesspool is a great example of the power that ideas can have when combined with great writing, serious thought, and deft navigation of the new media landscape. You're doing something great. You're providing hope, humor, and inspiration to a great many who feel alienated in their own country. Keep up the great work and have a very Merry Christmas. And I just want to thank Michael for that very, very kind email and everyone else who has called in and written in over the years. We are here to stay, and we are here every week, Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight, and we want you to be here with us. And if you can't be here with us live, check us out at the broadcast archives. Stay in touch with us during the week in between our broadcasts by reading our blog and by emailing us, taking a look at the other great features, such as my appearances on CNN, as the last caller just mentioned, Guy just mentioned, at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And if you feel compelled to donate, we would appreciate it. And support RBN and its sponsors, too. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for RBN. We're all a big family, and we all need your support. So go and check us out at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We've got Dave in Massachusetts. Going to take one more call before I wrap the show up in the next segment. Dave in Massachusetts. Are you there, Dave?
I'm here, James.
What's going on?
I'd like to comment on the culture war, James.
Sure.
I live at a VA hospital, and I work out on an Air Force base. Now, at this hospital and this Air Force base, there's not only no nativity scene or any crash or anything like that, but nowhere can you find the word Christmas. Out on the base, they got the sign Happy Holiday. Last year at the Christmas party out there at the Air Force Research Laboratory where I worked, at the holiday party, I wished a couple of people Merry Christmas. Anyways, my supervisor discreetly called me off to the side, and she quietly told me that that's inappropriate. Just wish people a happy holiday.
Oh, yeah. Michael, I was thinking about the email I was just reading. Dave, listen, that really, I mean, I was talking with Paul Gottfried earlier, and we were bashing the Republican Party, and as a real conservative, I can do that day and night and then some. But there is probably not anything you could have brought to my attention tonight that gets under my skin more than the war on Christmas. Than the war on Christmas. And we're going to be talking about it at length next week. And as a matter of fact, next week will be our last show before Christmas. Christmas is, of course, on December 25th, obviously, but it's on a Thursday this year. So next Saturday's show will be our last show before Christmas. And we're going to be doing taking an extensive look at the war on Christmas. And what you just mentioned, Dave, you know, people now going so far as to say that it is, you know, inappropriate, almost as if it were a curse word to wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that next week. And I'm going to give you the final word, Dave, but I want you to know, and I want to tell you this while it's on my mind. Next week, we're going to be having my very own pastor to read the Christmas story from the Bible. So a little family-oriented segment we're going to be having next week. In the middle of everything else, going to be reading the Christmas story from the Bible. That would probably really make that lady mad that you mentioned a second ago, wouldn't it?
James, you know, what really gets my goat, groups are in 130 countries around the world. Now, all over through the Middle East. Now, you know damn right well that over there in those cultures, when it's Ramadan, they're not saying have a happy holiday. They're saying have a happy Ramadan.
Now, Dave, sit tight. Got to go to break, but I'm going to keep my word to you. I'm going to give you the final word right after this because you're getting me hot, buddy. You're getting me fired up. I don't need to get fired up this close to midnight, but sit tight. We'll be back right after this. We'll give you
don't
the final
go
call.
Away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. Final segment for this evening. If you've liked what you've heard tonight, tune in next week for a lot more of it. As I just mentioned, special Christmas edition. Well, yeah, because we've been celebrating Christmas all month here on the show. We're going to celebrate it really good next week with a very special Christmas segment. including the Christmas story, reading directly from the pages of the Bible, which, as you heard at the very top of our show, has now been considered to be hate speech in England. Anyway, I digress. Dave on the line, still with us from Massachusetts. Dave, final word, you're right. Other religions, other cultures, they don't say happy holidays when they're celebrating Ramadan or Hanukkah, but it's foul language in America, in a Christian nation, for us to wish people Merry Christmas. At least it is now. Politically incorrect. I know you don't like it any more than I do.
I'll tell you what, James. I'll make a deal right here and now, okay? If there's any rabbis out there listening, or if there's any cultural communists, or the ADL, or the ACLU, here's my deal. If you guys will let us Christians have just one lousy day, for Christ's sake, just one day, we'll let all you guys, we'll let you guys have a whole happy year. Happy year. But just let us have one lousy day out of the Jew year. Okay? Is that too much to ask? You know, you people are so selfish and so greedy. I bet you're not even willing to let us have one day out of the Jew year, are you? You won't even let us poor Christians have one day. You're not satisfied with 364 days out of the year. You want 365 days out of the year, don't you? You want all our money, all our billions and trillions of dollars. You want all our blood and sweat, and you won't even let us have one lousy day out of the Jew year. Okay? That's my sentiments, James, okay?
Hey, Dave, I appreciate your passion. I appreciate your fervor. We're about out of time. Let's me and you go take an aspirin and sleep this one off, my friend. And I will talk to you next week. Tune in next week. We're gonna try to settle things down a little bit. But you're on the right track. And I appreciate you being upset about this. In all seriousness, people should be upset about it. And one of the big problems that we have is that people aren't allowing themselves to get angry and get engaged, and we've got to do both when we're being assaulted like we are right now. Thanks for calling in, Dave, and thanks for everyone else who has tuned in tonight. Got an email just during the last commercial break from an American serviceman listening in Afghanistan, letting me know that the political cesspool is coming in loud and clear in his barracks. How about that? Thank you so much, and thank you for your service. We're out of time. Merry Christmas. I'll be saying it again next week, but Merry Christmas to everyone. If you want to really make a liberal mad, go wish them Merry Christmas. We're out of time. We'll see you next week for Art Frith, Bill Rowland, Winston Smith, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, our entire production team and crew. I am James Edwards. Live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. Visit us at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We'll see you back on the air live next Saturday night. God bless you, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Financial uncertainty